Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, beloved. As always, it is such an honor and a privilege, a great pleasure to be in fellowship this Sabbath, corresponding with May the 27th of 2017. As I always say, because it is the truth, what an awesome God we serve. And all praise, honor, and glory be to God the Father, and to the Son, the one and only begotten beloved Son, none other than Yeshua the Messiah, that died for our sins, shed his blood for our sins, in order that we can be reconciled back to the Most High God. What an awesome love story. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Yeshua was obedient unto death because that was his purpose on our behalf. You're talking about if any one should be of gratitude to anyone, it would be us to him and him alone. To show the gratitude and thanksgiving. Just for that alone, dying for us in order that we can be reconciled back to the Most High God, Yah. So, beloved brothers and sisters, I say grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Son Yeshua the Messiah. Just starting off, I know we are in some very challenging times, and I want to encourage the saints to be encouraged, to be empowered. To be edified, to be enlightened, you know, hang on, hold on, stay in prayer, and be enlightened in the things of the Lord as it relates to what we are witnessing in this day and time, as the scriptures are unfolding. And it is quite an amazing time because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed, when we first came into this gospel truth, you know, and I don't speak truth as it relates to nationality, identity, as a lot of Hebrew Israelites like to say once they come into the knowledge of that identity that they're coming into the truth. I so disagree with that. You're not coming into the truth because you acknowledge your identity. You're coming into truth because you change your lifestyle, and this is what we do. The truth is a lifestyle. You know, the truth is not just facts and just history or historical facts of that nature. You know, those are what I call truths. You know, they are the essence of the truth, you know, but or should I say a part of the truth, but the essence of the truth is a way of life. Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. And his lifestyle, his way of life, is what made him that truth. You know, the truth is Yah's word. Yah's word teaches how we ought to conduct ourselves, how we ought to behave ourselves. You know, Yah, the word of Yah sanctifies us. The word of Yah gives us the ability, the mind to know what is good and what's evil, to discern the holy from the profane. And when we come into this knowledge, then this is what is a way of life. Because if we are in Yah, if we are in the Lord Yeshua, then we don't want to deal in what is unholy, what is profane, what is vulgar, and what is obscene. We don't want to deal with debauchery and wickedness and hatred, you know, but it's the truth, that truth shines a light on the darkness, and it exposes it for what it is, and then we have coming to the light of Yeshua the Messiah, and we have tasted the sweetness of his word, and we don't want the bitterness of the world, the ill taste, the aftertaste of this world in our system. So with this being said, I you know, am pressed upon to just express this because I know that a lot of people that come into the Hebrew identity and know who we are as Judah, black Americans, they equate the truth to that identity, but then they never change their Gentile way of life. We have been made likened unto the Gentiles. You look at our behavior, you look at the conduct, and then you see the behavior and the conduct that the scriptures attributed to the Gentiles. You know, the drinking, the sexual immorality, you know, the sexual immorality as in just free, liberated sex, you know, unashamed, divorce and remarriage, and these different things. These are Gentile behaviors. These are not behaviors that Yah ordained or decreed for his people. And so our people act these things out, the vulgarity, the obscenities, the, not even ashamed of sin. They don't even care. They don't fear Yah. They don't care about the things of Yah. They are unashamed about the things that are against Yah's word. And this is the mindset of the Gentiles. They don't have no fear. They don't have the care of the things of Yah. And they don't have any shame in what they do. They flaunt it. You know, and so Judah has taken on that likeness to his own destruction, to his own demise, whether he acknowledged it or not. So a lot of us come into the identity, but then we forget about the responsibility of upholding the integrity in the namesake, the character of Yeshua, and changing our lifestyle, getting out of this Gentile way of life. You know, it is what it is. So that's not the topic. The topic today is two-faced, two-footed beasts, you know, that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a formidable enemy, adversary, if you will. We, you know, it is what it is. We have to... We have to call it out for what it is, and we have to acknowledge it, and so that we can be best prepared in how to fight it. And it is not a fight in taking up arms. It is not a fight in overthrowing the government physically. You know, we're going to overthrow the government, but it won't be through arms. It won't be through physicalities. It'll be spiritually. We will engage in prayer. We would engage in righteousness because we're going to draw close to Yah in this way. You know, you don't draw close to Yah when you purpose to come up against the government that he permitted. He permitted the American government to be in its position. He permitted the Gentiles to be in a position. But it is also with the mind, with a heart towards us, and that he's going to destroy them on our behalf. We don't come up against the government to destroy it. If it comes up against Yah or it compels us to do the things that are against Yah, against our soul, then we stand against that. But for the things of this world that is happening, that is not a detriment to our soul, then we don't come up because we understand that vengeance belongs to Yah. Yah want the bully on the block. He want the chief empire. And so that when he take them down, all eyes, all knees, and all tongues confess and bow to him and acknowledge him, which is going to happen through Yeshua the Messiah. So anyone that is teaching to come up and overthrow the government is a lie, and the government is going to overthrow them and destroy them. That's not our fight as saints. Our fight is to preserve our soul from the temptations within. I said this before and I say it again. The enemy without, meaning that enemy on the outside, he can only take your life. That's his red line. That's as far as he can go, is to take your life. Your number one enemy, my number one enemy, is the enemy within, which is self, because it's the decisions that I make that has ramifications against my soul, and such that I can lose my soul because of the decisions I make. I can't lose my soul because of the decisions that races, that government, that people make against me. I can't lose my soul, and I won't lose my soul against them if I would stand against the temptation. But I would lose my soul. You would lose your soul if you make decisions within and you yield to the temptations within from that inner man, that old nature. and then you are in danger of him who can not only kill you, but who can destroy your soul. So we want to make sure that we're right in Yah in the way that we live, our way of life, our way of thinking, our way of speaking. And he fight on our behalf. And it's going to happen. He's going to fight on behalf of the saints. He know the wickedness of this beast, this two-faced, two-footed beast, and we'll get into why I call him such. But we want to make our peace with Yah, and we want to make it while we have opportunity, because it ain't always promised. Life is not promised to us in this physical body. Eternal life is promised to us, whether we live eternally in the lake of fire or whether we live eternally in the righteous kingdom of the Messiah. But for that matter, you know, life as we know it now in this three-dimensional realm, it is not promised that we will be in these bodies forever. So we have to find Yah while he can be found. He's making himself readily available now. This is why we have to have a presence of mind to examine ourselves and to come to repentance. It don't cost nothing. People want to clean their credit. They want to get their credit profile sparkling clean in order to do business and interchange with the God of this world, you know, the system that is, and so they can get things in this system. People want to make amends for the things that matter in this world and neglect the things that your credibility in heaven. You want to deal with your credit here on earth, but you got a credibility issue that is a serious matter in heaven. We need to make ourselves credible with Yah in respect to coming out of betrayal, being disloyal, losing allegiance to Yah in favor of men. And so we got our priorities mixed up. We need to be best prepared for what is to come. This world has been decreed to be utterly destroyed. Why are we investing so much in this world when we know that it's a losing battle? And then we don't take the time to invest in eternity with respect to how we live and how we represent Yah in his name. It is a sin to take his name in vain. I don't care if you call him Jesus, you call him Yeshua, Yahweh Shai. If you refer to the Son of the Most High God of Israel and you don't consider his name and your actions and your communication and behaviors, and you're showing the world that you are like them and expressing the same behaviors and conduct, then you have taken his name in vain. If you take his name and you don't add faith to it, you don't increase it with faith or give value to it with faith, you have taken it in vain. You know, so these are things that we have to consider. You know, and with that being said also, getting back to the topic. The topic is two-footed beast, you know, and we're dealing with it. Oh, man, I don't know how this happened that I have 90 seconds left. This is an error. I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to change some things on this. This is an error. And if I should, it's telling me that I have 90 seconds. So if I should go off, and please pardon me, I don't know how this happened. I have no idea how this is happening with this technology stuff. Is just, and it happens at the most, an opportune time, for lack of a better term. So while I'm talking, I'm trying to fix this. Make no mistake about it. If it goes off, I will reset it. Right now, it's not allowing me to reset or do anything. And these type of things are of Satan, you know. But I'm going to still talk about the two-faced, four-footed beast, whether the devil like it or not. And I don't expect him to like it. And strangely enough, the as I'm talking and the computer won't allow me make the necessary changes that I'm trying to make. You know, it is strange, but I'm going to come back. It only gave me 15 minutes, and I didn't purpose to do 15 minutes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and let this blog play out, and then I'm going to come back again and talk about the subject matter, which is the two-footed beast, and so that it can come together. Perhaps I can do this and not, well, at any rate, my live streamers are not hearing this. So I'm going to get off and come right back on. Please pardon me, saints. I'll be right back.